Blog Talk Radio.
The angel.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for being available to us, dear Father. I thank you for your word, dear Father, that we are all going to behold you, dear Father. Even the stars is going to applaud your return. And when you return, you're returning with our rewards according to what we've done here on this side. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to just come together and just open our hearts and our minds and our spirits. We invite you, Lord Jesus, to come and take control right now. May we all just decrease in our homes, in our cars, on our jobs, wherever we're at, dear Father. All we just lay down at the altar, all of our guilt, all of our shame, all of our sin. Right now, we just lay it down to you, dear Father. Dear Father, all the things that we should have done and didn't do today, the things that you directed in our mouths to say, and we didn't speak those things today. Dear Father, the directions that we should have went, but we turned and went the opposite way. Dear Father, the ones you said, stay away from it. We was begging to get there. Push through some walls to get there. And now we're begging, dear Father, to help us move up out of those destruction areas. Oh, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your patience for us, Jesus. I just come thanking you, Jesus, for your love for us, Jesus, for giving us your best, dear Father, for building that bridge, dear Father, that will bring us back out of the sinless nature that we're in, dear Father, born into sin, into a sinless nature with you, dear Father. Thank you for going ahead of us, dear Father, and preparing that place for us. That through this rest and this turmoil that we're going through, dear Father, because of our sins, dear Father, that we can one day live in eternity. We can give up time. Hallelujah. Don't ever have to be late again, but we can live in eternity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Now, we invite you to come and just increase in our situations, dear Father. Oh, hallelujah. We need your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need your word, dear Father. As we just behold you right now, we need your word. Dear Father, we're praying for relationships tonight. We're praying for those that are seeking and longing for relationships, dear Father, that they offer, take up this opportunity that you're given right now and just offer themselves up to you to just come and be inside of them whatever it is that you would want to be, to do what you would want to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask blessings on this ministry, every listener, whether they're live or in the archive. Dear Father, your word never changes. Hallelujah, it never changes. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. You can be listening to this years from now, and that word will still mess up your situation. Turn all that mess upside down and have you running trying to tell the message that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of the ones that's opening their hearts tonight, inviting you for the first time to be their Lord and Savior. Somebody may be coming back after many years of slipping and sliding, ditching and diving, but saying, this is my home. I look to the hills from which coming all of my help. I looked around the hills. I've tried to go under it and stay on top of it, but it didn't work for me. So now I'm just going to look to the hills from which coming all of my help. And all of my help comes to the Lord, comes from the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for all of those that are surrendering their hearts right now to you. I know all of the heavenly hosts, dear Father, are shouting and rejoicing. And I join in and intercede with all of those that are praying right now for loved ones. I intercede on their behalf. Hallelujah. Your mighty name, your mighty name. There's power in your name. We give you all the glory, all the presence, and may we open our eyes and be able to experience what you are doing in our lives, what you are doing in our lives. May we be ready and accept the opportunity to just take it up a notch. Because you say we are with you where we want to be. Our relationship with you is where we want it to be. If we want more, you said, seek me while you can yet be found. And we come seeking you tonight, Jesus. Ask prayer for all the sick and the shut-in. All the ones that are in bereavement, we ask in prayer, dear Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for joining together that mother and that daughter, that son and that father right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen and amen. I hope you're fired up tonight. When you get in the presence of the Lord, you should always bring something. Don't come empty-handed. Bring your mindset of, I'm going to praise the Lord tonight. Bring your heart ready to thanksgiving. Bring your mouth ready to speak the word of God.
Hallelujah. Lay down all the evil doing. Lay down all the things, the backbiting. Lay it all down right now tonight. All those things that may be going wrong on your job today, lay it down at the altar. Don't let that affect your blessings tonight, your relationship with them tonight, how far you're willing to take it up. Let's turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. All of the prayer warriors out there tonight, I invite you to start turning up the fire, turning up the fire. Let's pray a little bit longer tonight. Hallelujah, let's reach out for somebody a little bit harder this week. Turn up the fire, turn up the fire, turn up the fire. You see, there's so many demonic spirits out here, got all kind of stuff turned up. I received a report of this young two-year-old girl was beaten to death in New York by her mom's boyfriend. Beaten to death. It is time for us as the saints start turning up the fire. We may often say, why does God allow this to happen? We are his voice. We are his hands. We are his feet. Why are we moving around in those neighborhoods seeing what's going on? Why are we praying over our neighborhoods night and day? We are his body. We are his body. We're representing him. Amen? Every mother, you should be praying over your child. Every mother, every father, you should be praying over their schools, over their communities. Amen. When you open your door and send them out of that door, they should be blessed from their head to the sole of their feet. And if you're not, you're just sending them out there for the wolves to just devour. Because the enemy is doing his part. He's out there to influence their minds, to do all kinds of different things. Now, he can't just come and take control of you because the Holy Spirit has given each and one of you an opportunity to equip your child. Amen? But he can influence through his influence to do all the things that lead them through these destructive ways and the crooked path. It is up to us as parents and grandparents, as neighbors and friends, as saints in the church, to keep the church inside of us wherever we go. Not just when we're dwelling inside of the building, but wherever we go. We go into the building to get fed so we can come back out here and go down the hedges and the byways, the streets and the dark roads. And our church is inside of us. That wherever we go, that the living of Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are you experiencing God doing in your life tonight? What can you testify to somebody? When they say, why do you believe in this God? What is your answer? What can you say? Have you thought about that, my sister, my brother? What have you said? What did you do today that somebody looked at you and said, I want a little bit of that, what I see going on in her life? Or were you just a non-factor? No one even considered you. They just looked on past you. They looked at you and said, I don't ever want to be like that. Now, I'm not talking about your status, because you can walk by a homeless person and feel the anointing of the Lord, and you say, well, it was something about that person, though. It was something about them. Amen? Amen, amen to the word of God. I want you to question yourself tonight. Turn up your fire and see what exactly is it that you're representing today. Are you representing the goodness of the Lord today? Did you get up and just take advantage of the fact that you was awake today? Did you give your alarm clock all the credit this morning? Hallelujah. Come on, talk back to me. What you doing? What you saying? For the food that was on your table, did you credit that all to because you got up and worked so hard? Do you know that you can have all the money in your pocket, but we could have an economy crash and you have no food to even buy? Hallelujah. A famine can come across your land and you don't have anything to feed your loved ones. You can have a gasoline drive and you don't have any gas to put in your fancy car to drive yourself anywhere. You know, a few years back, we was going through a lot of states, was going through a lot of different things where they were fighting over gasoline, lining up around the block, trying to get gas. Are you preparing yourself? And then aren't you glad that as much as we can enjoy all the things here that is enjoyable to do on this side, that all of the fighting and the pain that comes along with it, that you're going to be able to take the enjoyment to a level that you could never even imagine, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. You can't even imagine to think of these things. Why? Because our Father said, I love you so much. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go prepare a place for you that we can dwell in eternity. You may have to sit in time for just a little while, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. So where you are, where I'm at, you too will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to read our scripture tonight coming from Big John. And Big John, and we're going to look at verse, it's going to be chapter 14, starting at verse 15. It's a little lengthy, so we're going to read because it's 16 verses total. So let's be with me, okay? Open your heart for the name of the Lord, and let's receive what we asked him to bring to us. Amen? Big John, chapter 14, starting with verse 15. It says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. Don't be shocked when the world don't understand. It neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father. And you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obey them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. So you don't have to worry about people when they're walking around just doing a lot of lip service on that. I love the Lord too. You ain't got to tell me about the Lord. I love the Lord. It identifies exactly what true love is right here. Let's just say it one more time. Hallelujah. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Amen? He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Verse 22 says, then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Well, verse 23, Jesus replies. He said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. One more time. Well, hallelujah. It's worth doing it again. Verse 23, Jesus replied. He said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. So when you hear the people walking around with their crosses and their Bibles and their bumper stickers, and then they tell you, you know, well, it's just a little bit too much, you know. I think you're a Jesus freak, you know. Why does everything have to be about Jesus? Why you got to pray before you do the basketball game? Why you got to pray before you send your kids out to school? Why? Why you got to bring God into all of this here? This ain't have nothing to do with God. Everybody's having sex before marriage. Everybody is a homosexual at some time in their life now. It's okay. So you're saying you don't love me just because I'm gay? No, that's not the word. But he does tell you one thing. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Verse 25, 25 says, all this I have spoken while still with you. Jesus is still speaking. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I'm coming back to you. And if you love me, you will be glad that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer. For the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. But the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come now. Come now. Let's turn away from wickedness. Come now. Let's start demonstrating the love that we have for him. Come now. Don't you feel loved right now? Just not by the one that was sent, but the one who sent him. I just feel his love. Hallelujah. I want to thank him for his love. You see, it makes no difference what the devil does or what the world says. This prince of darkness has no hold over our Father. You, my sister, you win. You are victorious. You are going to be a winner if you just hold out. My brother, it's not time to give up yet. You can put all those different thoughts of suicide out of your mind, all the different ways that you've been sitting thinking about it. And then you start to think about what it'll do to your family. But then you start thinking about, on the other hand, as you allow the enemy to just wrap himself up inside of you, your thoughts get all turned around, and you just thinking like, I'm just somewhere by myself. I could do it and be done with. I could do it and it would be over with. It's a lie. It's a lie. You have so much inside of you that you're just holding on to. If God could ever get you to understand that he put it inside of you, he had allowed those things to happen because it's going to bless you in so many ways. He said, how in the world would this thing that has happened to me, this thing that is inside of me, that's eating at me, that's pushing at me, that is gnawing at me, how could this help me? It is outside of your mind frame. Because he does not give to you as the world gives to you. So you can't look at it as a worldly gift from someone. You got to look inside of you and remember that he said, anything that is put in your life purposely to do harm to you, I will take that thing, I will flourish it, flip it upside down. I will give you something out of that that you never could imagine. And not only will I use you, but I will show the world through you and all around you, whether they ever never meet you, just to hear your voice, to hear your testimony, will be blessed. But why you got to shut up inside of you? What are you experiencing right now, God, doing in your life? He's telling you to go do something with it. Go write something, write a book, make a movie. Just start talking about it. Get it out of you. This thing is for your burden because it's not about you. That's why you're depressed, because it's not about you. You're supposed to be sharing that thing, getting it out of you. You are victorious. God can turn any situation around if you would just lean on great faith. Forget about what you think. Forget about how you feel. But God, I'm just laying it on you. This don't feel good sitting in the position I'm in right now. This is horrible. Every morning I get up feeling worse than the next. Every morning I get a little joy for a few hours and then I'm back in this dump. I got all this stuff around me. And I feel worse than anyone. I'm trying to smile and I'm crying inside. I try to frown and it just doesn't satisfy me.
God, I'm leaning on you. I'm dependent on you. I'm dependent on you. And then somebody is just saying, I'm just kind of empty. I just feel like I'm walking around here and I'm empty. I know that it's something that's more to life. I'm empty. I know I don't pray like I should. I know I don't do the things that I should do. I'm empty. I don't even know how to approach God. I don't know how to start with God. I don't know how to speak with God. Just open up your mouth. So here I am, Jesus. I surrender my all to you. Here I am. If you can use anybody, come use me. God, I am ready to experience you in my life. God, I'm ready to take my relationship with you up a notch. I'm ready to go up, 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 up a notch. Everybody wants a little bit more, right? So I'm ready to go up a notch. I'm ready to receive some things that is not of this world. I'm ready to receive the Holy Spirit that, as you left for us as a counselor. I want that to be in my life. I invite that counselor to come and live inside of me. The counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Jesus said, it will teach you all things, and it will remind you of everything I have said to you. He said, that's what I'm looking for. That's where I'm at right now in my life. You know, everyone would love to just live easy all the time. But there are times when persecution for the word's sake, it comes and you have to learn how to deal with it. Deal with it God's way. There is going to be persecution. You know, there were times that Jesus was praised, but there were a lot of times that he was persecuted. Are you pleasing God by having great faith in him? Are you doing what he said to do? Regardless of whether it's easy or not, we're always looking for the easy way out. Regardless of whether it's easy or not, if we take one step, he'll take two. He's not going to put anything in your pathway. Do you think that he can't get you through to the other side of it just because it looks like there's a dark tunnel? It's so many of us looking at our dreams, and we're looking at the next goal that is set before us, and all we can see is the darkness. All we can see is the finances it's going to cost for that degree. All we can see is that, you know, the start money is going to be for that, to get that business going. And we can say, I worked so hard just to get, you know, keep my credit together and get everything together. Now, they wanted me to just lay it all out here on the line for this big loan. What if something happens and I'm not able to pay it back? What if the business is not successful? What if? What if? What if? What if you stay still just where you're at right now? And you keep that miserable side right in, that miserable pain inside of you. What if you start to just, all the money that you saved, it just starts to just fall out of your hand. It's just dwindling. It's just going. It's just like everything that you could, unexpected, just coming up. And you're just like, I'm spending money left and right. All these things are happening. Maybe because you're not using it the way that you're supposed to. Maybe because it's something else that you should be doing. Because if you think that you just have good health just so you can live and stick around here just to show everybody, look, I'm the muscle man, I work out, I eat right, I do all of this, you could die too. It's people dying from exercising. So what happened to them? I don't know. They were in perfect health. Everything was good. It's something about it. Do something else with it. Go help somebody along the way. Amen. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. I know we're looking for that easy way. We're looking for the easy way. But again, I just want you to just question yourself and just ask, are you doing what God has told you to do? You know, believe me,
Being persecuted is not a sign that you're out of God's will. And some people will tell you that. Any struggles that you go through, you must be out of the will of God. You must be out of the will of God. What are you doing? You know, it could be just a sign that you're living in a sin-filled earth and you're a threat to the work of the devil. It could be. It could be. You know, Jesus had it. The disciples had it. And if you follow their lead, that you'll have some of that too. You're going to be knocked down too. You're going to be talked about too. It's how you get through the persecution that counts. It's how you get through all that backbiting that counts. Do you break or like Paul and Silas, do you start to sing songs in the night that it gets you through the night, those nights that you can't sleep, those nights that you just feel like crying? Do you just try to praise a song and just start praising God? Amen? Do you start just opening up your word to your favorite verses that will get you through the night? And just repeat it. Just read them over and over again until you fall asleep. Hallelujah. We've got to remember, as my sisters and brothers, we're living in a time that great faith changes our circumstances. We've got to make sure that we are applying great faith if we want to see our circumstances changed. That's in our schools, in our jobs. You can't wait on the teachers to teach your kids about great faith. No, 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 no. You can't wait on the mayor to direct the city officials to let's go ahead and make sure that we're doing this for our kids. You can't wait on the governor. You can't wait on the president. You can't wait on anyone else to be there for your child like you. Like you. You can't just send them to church and just put it in some hands and hoping and praying that everything is going to be okay because you sent them into some building and you're sitting at home. You know a child loves you so much because when they can see you being loved by the Lord, when they can see you loving on the Lord, a child needs, regardless of their age, they need to see their parents in worship. They need to see their parents calling on the name of the Lord. You know what? You may be the young person in your family, and you may be the one that's getting ready to just bring the Holy Spirit into your home. And I know your parents may not understand it, but someone is ready to just trust on the Lord that I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to make sure that it is covered in my home. I'm going to change, and when the Holy Spirit changes me, my whole family is going to see the difference. Amen? Amen. You are a victor. You are a victor. So remember, great faith changes your circumstances. You said, how does that exactly work? It knocks down walls, and it causes miracles to happen in the most likely places. Your great faith. You said, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it'll knock down barriers. It'll open up doors that you never saw. You didn't even realize there was a hidden door right there. But it's right there, waiting just for you to enter at the right time, at the right moment. He said, this way, my child, here you go. You won't even have to go search for it. People start calling you on your phone, giving you opportunities. Amen? Amen. You know, you have to remember, and I've seen a lot of people try to maintain a faith lifestyle without any real biblical faith, and they just end up with trouble on their hands. They'll talk a good game until it's time for something to come against them, until somebody lies on them, until somebody turns their back and scandalize their name. And it looks like the whole world is believing all the lies. And then they're really behind that lie, trying to bat it down, hit it down, trying to douse it out with water, trying to do anything, and just run their stuff ragged.
instead of just falling onto their knees.
You can't chase after a lie trying to make it into the truth. That lie is still going to be a lie. Let it run its course, but you've got to remember, nothing is in comparison to the early Christians, to who you are. You got to remember that God is with you. Nothing compares to that. You got to remember that you got to lean on your faith. You got to remember that God has been placed in your life. God loves you. You got to remember that He is inside of you, living inside of you. Remember, He's watching you. He's waiting on you to just turn it over to Him. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Now, we are flesh. Things hurt. Just don't let it penetrate your spirit to the point that you lose focus of where you're going, that you lose focus of who's inside of you. Amen? Don't lose focus of the fact that that lie is not going to, it's not going to bury you. Faith makes you tough. Faith can make you tough. You know, great faith even makes you even look like you're better than what you really are. It's your great faith because it's built in your character. It builds your character. You know, Philippians 4, 12, and 13, it tells us, it says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, a lot of times we get that part, but we forget about. So sometimes we got to be abased. Sometimes we got to be abound. Sometimes we got to be full of the word. And sometimes we're going to be able to spread the word so much that we have to take our time and let God replenish us. We get hungry. We got to go back and get replenished. And sometimes we get out here and we give. And we never go back to be refed. And so we get knocked down by all these liberty little demons that you'd be like, I walk on top of these demons. You know, it's so good that you pray, and you put out. You got to have someone in your corner that is praying for you, that is covering you, that is holding your arms up in this battle when you're getting tired. Amen? And then and only then can you do all things through Christ. Because it's not on your strength. It's not the way that you're feeling about the situation. But it's the one who strengthens you. The one who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Don't just give lip service. Make sure that your heart is in the right place. Hallelujah. I believe that if you and myself will just take our faith in God personally, a personal faith relationship, and we will just keep pushing out the limits. When we think we've gone as far as we can, just push out a little further. Going further in our efforts to please God, then we will take our lives to a higher level. We will take our lives to a place of great faith. Are you ready to take it up a notch? That's where you're going to experience God doing wonderful things in your life. You think just that house that He gave you, that gave you wonders. You think it may be that vehicle that you're riding in, and you say, whoa, you know, God is so good, He's just did wonders. What about, you know, those deep down things inside of you that you still wish you could have? It could be your health. You know, I want to see some of the more radical things like the blind being able to see. Hallelujah. How many people know someone that was full of cancer but is now cancer-free? Hallelujah. then we turn around and we see some people that, you know, they didn't make it from cancer on this side, but they're still cancer free. I know it may not be the way that we wanted it to end, but we have to trust in His plan. Trust in His plan. Their eternity started before ours, but that's His plan. We're still here in time. It's time for you to stop and think about it. Not about mom, not about daddy, not about husband and wife. Children, I don't care how young you are. You can have a personal relationship with God. You can experience what He's doing in your life. You can take up your blessings a notch. All you have to do is repeat after me and just believe it in your heart. Hallelujah. Here we go. Please pray this prayer with me. And as you confess it with your mouth, and as you believe it in your heart, you will be born again according to the Word of God. In the book of Romans 10:9-10, He said, you will meet Jesus. Let me introduce you. Let me lead you into that introduction. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Please forgive me of my sins and create a clean new heart in me. Renew my spirit so that I can hear your voice, Lord. And I accept you as my Savior, and you are my Lord. Congratulations, sisters and brothers. I don't care how old you are, congratulations, and welcome to the family of God. So you have a brand new, victorious life of great faith to look forward to. Would you please just let me know if you prayed this prayer today? I just want to rejoice with you and send you out any biblical literature that will get you started on your way. You know, we can pray together for a church home in your city, state, wherever you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for accepting him into your family. Now, it's important that you tell somebody of your decision to follow Christ. Remember, get in a Bible-teaching church. Every church doesn't teach about the Bible. Well, until the next broadcast, I love you, but God loves you more. And everything is going to be all right. Good night.